the word of God is instrument for creativity and transformation. Without this word was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Let's follow God tonight sheepishly. No sheep. You just follow him. So when you follow him, you will know that something great will happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ. Amen.
More than your expectation.
Yes.
More than your asking.
Yes.
More than your thinking.
Amen.
God will do it for you too.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
There's something that God sent me to come and show you. And when I'm done, you will be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a place when you see in God, you are transformed.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I trust God to let your heart see.
Amen.
May God permit your heart to see the heart of God tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hi. Oh my God. Let's open our Bible. Sorry.
Hey!
Oh! I was thinking of how I was going to wear it. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. The glory to God in the highest. And on the earth, peace and good will to all the people. Matthew chapter 19. Father Richard, Richard. So when I see the child, I smile. Glory to God. Are we Matthew chapter 19, verse 25 and 26, quickly. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? My question is that, what was Jesus discussing? But I'm going somewhere. For Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Can you say with God? All things are possible. I want to show you something briefly. The presence of God. With the presence of God, all things are possible. With the presence of God, healing is possible. Deliverance are possible. Signs and wonders. And Jesus never stopped there. At another point, to him that believed, all things are possible. I wonder why in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. That Jesus said this in Matthew, and he got to Mark, and changed the tone. Changed something. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. But the other place says, all things with God all things are possible. And he said, to him that believes, all things are possible. Why did Jesus decide to shift from God to believer? That what is possible with God is possible with a believer. Now, listen. There is one name of God, the name of God, that I want you to learn, so that you can use it continuously to bless your life. It will transform. And I say to someone here tonight, every impossibility that confronts your life, and the one that will confront your life in times to come, it shall become possible to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, struggles are ending in your life. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. Listen to this. If actually, I don't want you to grab it. I want you to absorb it. If you absorb this, you will realize that something great will happen. He said, look, with God, all things are possible. To him that believeth, all things are possible. What is Jesus passing across? Do you remember in where we read, where we took our test? Let's read verse 16 and 17 of that in Matthew chapter 19.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God.
And from the city of the moon,
showers of blessing, showers of blessing.
Receive grace not to sleep.
Amen.
Receive grace to be awake.
Amen.
Receive grace to be alive.
Amen.
Receive grace to be functional.
Amen.
Receive grace to be effective.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, don't rest until we finish. You go home and sleep well, and you will dream well.
Amen.
Is that okay? You can be called upon at any time. I say about 16 and 17. It's okay. Glory to God. I see someone coming out of it. You are just coming out. You just see yourself. Now, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Is that a good approach? Good master, what good should I do? Good master, what good should I do to inherit something? May your eyes of understanding be wide open now to comprehend the thought of the heart of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 17. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? What is he saying? There is no good but one. That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandment. I was thinking that, oh my God. Don't know the greater commandment that we are breaking every day. I will keep disturbing God.
This is what I want to show you.
If you grab this, you just see your life swimming in prayer. Oh, they are not answering me. Oh my God. I will you understand this. Good master. I was thinking that what Jesus was telling this man,
it's not that Jesus is not the good master. No.
But because Jesus appeared as man,
he said, let me show you the good master, which is God. He became a master. You know one thing that happened? Is, I don't know the kind of prayer I was praying. I was just asking.
Many needs confronted me. Don't know what I asked God. I said, Lord, can you just help me?
I want to see your heart. That's the prayer.
You know, physical needs confronted me.
I said, Lord, it's your heart I want to see. I want to see what is there.
Huh?
It was a matter of.
Immediately I made that statement, I was knocked down. For more than 7 hours, I couldn't utter a word.
And God said, now, I will show you my heart.
If you grab this, honestly speaking, whatever call Hebrew will be meted before you. I'm sharing something that will help your life continuously. So now, I'm dealing with a matter. How many of us have prayed such prayer?
That Lord, I want to see your heart.
Ah! You know, of course, if we have that, it's not a woman being that can open his heart. Because the heart of God is spirit. Abi? And you that you are asking for the heart of God, you are a spirit. That's the matter I want to show you. It's something that is so common, you know about it, but you ignore it. For many years. That's why I'm taking my time. By the time you grab it today, is it so simple like this? I didn't know. Yes. God never gives us any instruction that is difficult. It is because we don't know. And I'm trusting God that your heart will comprehend this matter. Do you understand the point? Eh?
Okay.
Now, so when they got to this point, and they now continue. This thing I tell you, didn't understand. With God's presence, it is possible. But because you are a man, you did not.
Now,
at the end of it all, in searching, something happened. I tell you again and again, there is nothing you are looking for to become, to accomplish, to fulfill, to achieve, that is not here. The moment the thing just jumps from inside here to your heart, you become a possession of it.
I don't know. I'm dealing with this matter so strongly. It's something that baffles me.
Do you notice in those days? Sometimes we switch on our radio or whatever to hear music from morning to night, Abi? Or from 9 to morning. Is there anywhere in the Bible that God tell you hear music? You read it? What did he say? He said sing. He didn't say hear music. He said sing. Hearing music is a useless habit. He didn't tell you, he didn't command you to hear music. What did he command you? Sing. What's the meaning of sing?
You are not with me.
He said, I heard this thing. The music was just in the night, the thing played till daybreak. Did it make any sense to you? Although because of the spirit that thing, it may drive away some evil, but evil will come back. Do you know why? Because it's not originating from your heart. Do you know the heart of God?
Praise.
The heart of God is called what?
Praise. The heart of God is what? Praise and thanksgiving. When you know that this is God's heart, and your heart releases it to God, then you are ready for the release. You are not with me. You are not here. Hush. Excuse me. Let me deal with this matter tonight. It will help your life. Good master, what good thing will I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said, why do you call me good master? There is no one that is good, though. Only one. And that is God. Do you remember when you read your Bible very, very well? Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is enduring forever. You will sing all those. God is good. In many places, you will see that. Now, the question is that, anywhere God identifies himself or pronounces himself out, is he his head is pronouncing out or his heart? He simply brings, this is whom I am, oh. No, I'm going somewhere now. That's why I say, many of what we know, we ignore it. Each time we are confronted with gigantic problems, people ask you questions. Have you prayed? They ask you questions. Have you fasted? Hardly before anybody will ask you, have you praised God for that situation? Because it looks so, it looks so insignificant. But they are lying. If I say they are lying, the power of God is not a good adjective. They are like God himself. You are not with me. They are like God himself. Listen to me. When you pray, God will hear you. And he will send angels to give you answer. Angels can be willing. Angels can be what? Willing. But when you pray God from your heart, God will not send anybody for answer. He became the answer. Kabbalah. Oh, you are not with me. That's why I say it's a weapon that we have neglected. Some take singing as hobby. Some took singing as professional. Excuse me. Actually, you were created by God to praise him. If you grab this, you will live in high. You will live in high. You will live in prayer. I'm going somewhere. Now, please, help me project praise. And project just praise. P-R-A-I-S-E. Quickly. I want to show you one. No, they have collected blackboard for me, so let me use something that will make you to get to where you are going. Hallelujah. Nobody project praise. Please, help me to type praise. Just type it. I want to show you one something that will help you. Some will say, if I know that this is the seat for this year, I will have gone ahead. You will go ahead tonight. Don't know one thing? When it becomes your habit, when it becomes your lifestyle, those who have gone ahead of you, you will overtake them. Amen. The secret of pursuing, the secret of overtaking, the secret of recovering, is God himself. Okay. Can we see praise on the screen, please? Thank you very much. You are doing a wonderful work. So they have not slept since yesterday. Why do you project it in this form? You will help me to project it horizontally. This is vertically, right? Thank you. Let it go like this. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's good to do some illustrations sometimes so that you understand. See. Can you shift it like this to this side? Just shift it. You can't shift it? Okay, no problem. Can you down of it? Just project race. You know why you remove P? It's left with race. No. When you remove that P, you are left with what? Race. Promotion is... No, not race. Race. Just remove only P out of it. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name. Race, race. R-A-I-S-E. They are watching me internationally. Uh-huh. No, no, listen, listen. What everybody pray for is a race. Promotion, lifting, abundance is race. But when you give God praise, God will raise you. I want you to grab this reality. If you grab this, no problem will move you anymore. God said, give me praise and I will raise you. Give me praise and I will what? Raise you. No matter the level you have, give him praise. Then expect him to raise you. Hi-ya. Excuse me, when you lose direction, you give God praise, he shows you direction. We saw an example. In fact, when you are condemned, give him praise. Your condemnation will become what? Of no effect. How will you capture the reality? Excuse me. When you praise God, not from your mouth. You praise God with your mouth, from your heart. When you, oh my God. I don't need beating. If I'm alone. Because there is a beating that passed beating. My God, listen to me. I'm dealing with a matter that is so strong. Any problem, any challenges that God will perform, that God will confront, any problem is going to solve. By your praise, you make God to solve it. I know some of you are looking for sophisticated kind of something, but let me show you. Excuse me. They were asking God for mercy. Do you know what God answered them? They were asking, say, have mercy on us. Deliver us. He said, let the people praise thee. Huh? In response, I was shocked. Huh? Do you capture that reality? Write it in your own jotter. Praise, then raise. When I praise God, God will raise me. When I praise him, the quality of my praise determines the quality of my raise. The quality of my praise determines the quality of my rising. There is no negotiation. Do you know one thing I have learned? You can mispraise, but you cannot mispraise. Huh? You can pray amiss. Is that true? But you can never pray amiss. I know this message is for one person, maybe you. When you pray further, he takes you to the high. When you get to the top, remember me. Hallelujah. Amen. You are not getting this point. You know, this one of these boys asked me. Say, Daddy, what do you normally do in this your house? I say, if I tell you, you won't believe it. For you not to eat for several days. If not for God, that God sustain you, can you sustain? But what you make God to sustain you is in you. Release it to him. Then he heard you. Do you understand? Please give us some 67. Let me just read a little down. So you know, sometimes when we pray against the enemy, I laugh. Of it too. And Satan will be laughing. Because he knew that is not the way that God fights. You are not with me. Every enemy of my life, fall down and die. You are wasting your precious time. They will not fall down and they will not die. Do you know why? Satan too knows the Bible. Eh? Do you know that he quoted Bible for Jesus? Yeah. Eh? What are you talking about? Eh? What did he quote for Eve before he deceived her? Is it not the Bible? Did God really say? He knew that God said. But it's just that Satan will just miss, you know, he will twist it for you. Did Jesus not know that he's the Son of God? What did he say? If you are the Son of God. And in front of I say, Oga, come. If truly you are the son of God, you know what? He took him to a high mountain, a pinnacle. A pinnacle. He said, it is written. He will give his angel charge over you. But what is written was that he that dwelleth in the secret place. He didn't say he that is in the pinnacle. So Jesus knew that Satan is trying to twist that. Jesus knew that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High is the one that God will give his angel charge over. But he took him to his pinnacle. Do you understand now? Do you understand my point? Now listen to me. You will realize that Jesus too uses scriptures to counterattack him. Do you understand? And after the 3 years, it's 11. Whatever defeat you have been experiencing tonight, wisdom to overcome is coming to your heart.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sometimes, do you know, if I may ask you, sincerely speaking, those prayers you pray in those days, you sweat very well. Eh? When we sweat very, very well, we prove to everybody that this is all that we are praying. You have forgotten that too much of sweating is a sign of adrenaline. And then, you know, too much. You don't hear that. Do you know, you will realize that maybe you spend 7 hours. Instead of the problem to be solved, the problem increased. What do you think they cause it? We pray amiss. Do you understand? Now let me show you what I'm going somewhere. Eh? By the time we laugh, I say, when we are done, you will be done. I know what I'm dealing with the matter. Do you understand? Now, if we read this scripture, you will hear it. Psalm 67, we are going to read from verse 1 to the end, then we jump to 68. You will see something there. Oh my God. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. And see, what is that? Prayer. Is that true? Is that not prayer? That thy way may be known upon the earth. Thy saving hand among all nations. Now, they pray and say that his way will be known. But I was shocked that God said his way is perfect. Have you read that in your Bible? Please, let's leave this place. Give us Psalm 18 now, verse 30. I want to show you something. We're going somewhere. I just want to combine it and guess where I'm going quickly so that we balance the equation. As for God, his way is perfect. Let me stop there. Do you realize God says, Jesus says something? Out of the mouth of the baby and suckling, shall that what? Perfect praise. The word perfect, when Jesus says, be thou perfect, as your God, Father in heaven is perfect. What is he saying? Be praiseful, because your Father in heaven is what? Praise. If you miss this, I pray you will not miss it. It's a serious issue. You will see, in fact, it came to a point, even our God has been mocked. What can your God be? Because we are ignorant. Get me that. I'm dealing with the matter. You see now, what is the way of the Lord? Perfect. When they say someone is perfect, how do we get it? So, you are stupid. Everybody praise the Lord. Now how we praise him every day. Excuse me. What is going on? They say, your head don't. You start dancing. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my life, how we dance, how we be dance. They say, look, it's like, let them took into psychiatry hospital. Yeah.
Oh Lord my God, when I need hunts or wonder. Ah, you see, look. Honestly speaking, we need to take you to somewhere here. Now, at the end of the day, do you know as we are saying it, the person will literally leave you. The reason that where this person leaves you without harming you, as we are singing to the Lord, God shows up. Thou shalt not harm him. I am here. You will see now, excuse me. One will say, okay, let's praise God. You see, we don't take it serious. Is that not so? Abi? But let us pray so that this rule will be removed. We go ahead. Is that true? Eh? Is that true? Which is very true. Since you have been praying, how many rules have been removed? And even though if the rule has been removed, or what important is it to you? I decide to leave the company of foolish people. Me, I just decide, I say, no, I won't do some foolish things. Is that a sin to pray? No. Excuse me, sir. If I ask you, and I know you have 1 million naira, and I say, my brother, I want to meet a need of 100,000. What will you tell me? You have had it. By the grace of God, tomorrow you are getting that thing. Is that not okay? Okay now. And I go. In the next 15 minutes, I call you on phone. God, thank you so much. God will bless you the more. Thank you so much. It's okay. You hold the phone. In the next 15 minutes again, I call you again. God, thank you so much, man. I'm so grateful. I keep, after 15 minutes, I was calling you, thank you. Excuse me, will he take you to that tomorrow? Eh? But now, listen. You know, when I ask you, please, I want to meet a need of 100,000. Say, okay, no problem. In the next 5 minutes, eh? Please, I want to meet this need. If you didn't give me this thing, I will die here. Ha. And I keep disturbing you like that. What will you do? You look at me and say, are you alright? Stop disturbing me. The way you are crying irritates me. I'm not a fool. If you have a child at home that cries too much, what do you do? You don't like that child. You love the child, but you don't like his attitude of crying. But when you see a child that always loves to play with you, what happens? He doesn't need to ask you for something. When you are coming, you buy. But this one that's crying, I'm not a fool. What do? You carry cane. Sometimes. Now, I'm going some. See, many of us, you know, he said something when he was charging us. Until light shines into your heart, there will be no lifting up. In fact, it pains me that many God's children today, they have wasted billions of God's prophecy because of this. Do you remember when we had 3 crusades this year? When we look at the bees, we left here. I go back to the office. I say, Lord, I look at the bee. Say, this bee. And the voice came, say, is it your program? I say, not at all, sir. If you send someone to go and buy something for you, whose duty, whose responsibility to give the person money? I say, it's me. Likewise, me. Lord, what do I do? Praise me for supply. I came here the following day. Brother, let's keep thanking God for supply. And we have supply more than enough. They are here now, they have. Do we pray after that day about the supply? Lord, thank you for supply. Thank you for meeting the need of it. We had them. One after the other. This year alone, the 3 crusades we went was 5M. Without taking offering from anywhere. We didn't take offering. We didn't see any basket here. 5 million came. How did it come? Because when you thank God for who he is, he gives you more than what you need.
Hallelujah.
It's a serious matter. You know, sometimes we have two, I don't know how we just enter into mechanical and less spiritual. You know the unfortunate thing today? Many God children, they are in the spirit.
but they are not in God's presence. There are difference between for you to be in the spirit and to be in his presence. Hello. Is God blessing someone? Where do I stop? You want to know that one? Another day. Let's press further to our test. We're in verse 3 now of Psalm 67, right? Okay, now good. Now, in response to our request, God responded, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the next verse, oh my God. May God bless your heart. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield and increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. By what? Is he praise that come from our mouth? Or the one that come from the heart? Through the mouth. Good. Then, 68 verse 1. Let God arise. You know, we are using it to pray. Let God arise. Let the enemy this No! We are quoting that scripture out of its context. Let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them also be let us also that hate him flee before him. Now, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away as wax melted before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. At the presence of God. Then what do we do to bring God's presence? This is the question. Then verse 3. But let the righteous be glad. Is that your Bible? But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Then verse 4 now. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, and rejoice before him. That is the key. For God to arise and his enemy will be scattered, your responsibility is to praise him. There is no place in the Bible to say deal with your enemy. Is there anywhere you like? It is not your duty to deal with your enemy. Give God praise. God, calm down. You know what to do. Is that not true? But they are not answering me. Hush. Religion is a very bad something, honestly. No, get it. Excuse me. Do you read very, very well in the Bible? A lot in it. I will show you something. Do you know how you know that someone actually has caught the revelation of God's righteousness? Is that he sings and does. You are not with me. To know that someone has really caught that God has made him his righteousness is to know how to sing and to rejoice. May I tell you the truth? The battle that confronts you is not your battle. I need to tell you. It's not your battle. But you know, praising God, you have to praise him with understanding. You must know why you are praising. Not just with this mechanical kind of some people twist their tongues and so that you know, so that you can sing well. Yeah. Praising anyhow. May I tell you not to package yourself anywhere? Package very well. Any song I want to sing, it is because I am created by God to sing to him, not to market the song. Even though it's for marketing, that is not a problem. I'm not against that. It's a talent, right? But I'm going somewhere tonight that will help you. If we will say practice it here, anything we do, we practicalize. Now, listen. When you press in with understanding, you understand why you are doing it. Because you were created for it. Oh my God. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Abi? Let me finish that passage for you. I'm reading 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 now. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew for the praises of him. Is that your Bible? Why did God call you all these names? That you should shew for the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his mother. Why did God call you out of Satan into Jesus? To shew for the praises of him. Eternal life is a life of praise. Ha! May God give understanding.
Amen.
You know, there are things we job go, some people they say they go to the hospital for something and say for what? What doctor will remove from you if it's internal? He has to cut it. But when Jesus removes, no need of cutting. The thing will just go. Do you know another thing? When God is to remove anything that is not of God out of your life, he doesn't collect money from you. You don't need to fee card. You don't buy card. You don't fee form. He will just remove it. And when he removes it, it is permanent. Doctor will operate you and the thing will still grow again. Do we see some cases like that? You understand. Why did God, excuse me, what did Adam lack immediately came out of garden? They are not with me. Huh? Why do you think that God keep looking for people? Looking for people after we are lost. God lacked that aroma. He lacked that aroma. And that aroma can only be received from men, not from animals. You know Eden, the garden of Eden will say Eden. Eden is not the head though. You are not with me. Eden is not the head. If Eden were to be the head, God will not drive Adam out of Eden. When God drives him out of Eden, where did he drive him to? Eden is not the earth and it's not the heaven. Eden was downloaded from heaven. It did not reach the earth. God placed man here. Say, from here I will be meeting you, then you will be ruling the earth. You are not with me. I. You will see what was in Eden was different from what was in the earth. In Eden there is no sickness. In Eden no disease. There is no man. But in the earth, what happened? Jesus said, in me you will have peace. But in the world you will have trouble. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. How did he do that? Jesus was operating in heaven, here on earth. What happened to the people on earth? They not affecting. May I tell you this, go this through today. Do you know? Hence, vehicles, aircraft and all of this. Is not God original transportation system. No. What kind of aircraft that took Elijah to heaven? What kind of aircraft that took Enoch to heaven? What kind of aircraft that took Jesus to heaven? What kind of aircraft that took Philip? From where he is, what to Asoto? What kind of transport is that? But when man falls, the spiritual faculty was different from that of God. All the benefit from God,
he lost it.
Do you understand my point? I'm dealing with a matter. Oh my God. Kai. Kai, Kai, Kai. Excuse me. I want you to. I know I love you so much. I want you to just carry everything. See, do you notice that when Jacob was going, was going to Padan Aram, knife cut off with him. He carried just a bola, just a bow, a boda, boda of, he put it there and slept. And in that point, God was ascending and descending. Excuse me. How old was Jacob then? If you study your Bible, it was the Bethel where Abraham prayed. Where he was praying. It was at that point that this man did not know. He stumbled there. He lied down. You see, when God meets him, he said, I am the God of Abraham. At that meeting point, because the Abraham has prayed there, he and God has discussed at that portal. Why is it that as soon as he left that place, no God presence again? Do you? You are not getting the point. Oh my God, I will you get it. Excuse me, let me take you a decision. Listen, give me Isaiah 51, please. It's a serious issue. Some of you, after this meeting, there is going to be an heavenly fire in your spirit. You will stand in your bedroom, you will hear God's voice. God's voice is not what to search for. You don't search for it. It's a normal thing to discuss. They are not getting my point. How many of you are still here? Wave your hands to the Lord. Everything called failure in your life, by virtue of this light, by virtue of this light, by virtue of this light, you are overcoming them now. In the name of Jesus. I said something one of the meetings we have here. A trillionaire, a billionaire, a millionaire, a thousandaire will bow to Jesus near. No matter, excuse me, there are problems that thousands cannot solve. There are problems that billions cannot solve. But Jesus will solve it. The presence of God. He said, at the presence of God, what happened? Devil have no option that will give way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every darkness be clouding your destiny. By virtue of this light now, I see they are disappearing. In the name of Jesus. Give us Isaiah 51. We'll read verse 1 to 3. You will see something now. Somebody return to Eden. Oh, you are not with me. I say someone is returned back to Eden. In the name of Jesus. Look at the way it treats us. Hearken unto me. Ye that follow after righteousness. You that follow after God. You that follow after Jesus. Ye that seek the law. Are you seeing now? Ye that seek the law. It's not ye that seek the things that God brings. May I tell you, healing, deliverance, prosperity, abundance, they are all byproducts of the presence of God. Yes. My God. Look unto the rock. Who is our rock? Jesus. When ye are healed, and so the whole of the peace when ye are dipped. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I call him alone, and bless him, and increase him. Look at the next verse. That will be your portion. Please, I want something to be stirred up in your spirit, man. You should live as God on earth. That's God's original plan. Don't let any devil change it for you. Verse 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion.
Amen.
He will comfort all our waste places. And he will make our wilderness like Eden.
Amen. You will see that Eden was not the head.
And a desert like the garden of the Lord. The garden of Eden is the garden of the Lord, not the garden of the head. That's why there you don't need fertilizer. The land there, that place there, things just grow. How could a river produce gold? Do you notice? They say the river, they were four. One of them produced gold. It is the head. Were you told that you get gold in the water? River is flowing, gold is flowing. No, that's mystery. Like Eden, and a desert like the garden of the Lord. Look at what is there. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of them that do what? That is what is in the garden. Can you find this gladness in the earth? Do you find joy in the earth? What do you find in the earth? Trouble. To tell you that Eden was not the head. In that place, then what do we find there? Is joy, gladness, shall be found there in thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hi. No wonder God came to him at the cool of the day. It's God that comes to him. In that place, the word of God works. It's moving. The world is just moving. In the garden, the world moves. In the air, the world is not moving. The word of God is moving. Adam said, I heard your voice walking. And I hide myself. What you have been enjoying before, he started hiding. You will see that by the time you open the Bible, you open your Bible, you see Jesus as a person looking at you. He's showing you his heart. He's seeing your heart. Will you be tired? The question is because we are two religions. I don't know the kind of religion that battle. Look, what is it? What did God say in the garden? Where God says is restoring you back to. It means anytime that joy and gladness is missing in your life, then darkness will surface. This is the problem. Adam did not lose. Excuse me. Did Adam lose food?
No.
Did he lose cloth? God even gave him cloth now. But he lost something. When that thing is lost, nothing else will work. Oh my God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever has taken away the joy of the Lord from you. Whatever has taken away the gladness of the Lord from you. Whatever has taken away the rejoicing of the Lord from you. Right now, let that power collapse. I provoke the joy of the Lord, the gladness of the Lord, and the rejoicing of the Lord to wake up again and fresh in your heart. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout loud as amen. What was missing in Adam is not inside. Something was missing. Joel chapter 1. Let's read verse 12. Look. Your challenges is not the problem. The reason why your challenges look as if it's the problem is because you don't see the light that will terminate it. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. What is the meaning of withered? They are not productive. Why do they wither? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. That was the problem. I'm not talking of the one that when somebody buy you good suit, hey, you just laugh for 30 minutes. After that 30 minutes, sorrow come again. No. I'm talking of the one that bubble from your heart. There is no food to eat at home. He said, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Because God wants me to fast today in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name. I worship you because I know you are bigger. You are greater than this. You will do more than enough. What is going on? He said, I have found a place I will tabernacle. I saw in my Bible that God dwelleth in the praises of his people. He did not dwell in your prayer. Your prayer are collated inside a book. Yeah. Lord Jesus, we give all the praise. Say thank you. Wave your hand to the say thank you, Lord Jesus. Just thank him again. Listen to me. Something is restored. I say something is restored. I say something is restored. I say greater thing is restored. For you to be effective and productive, what must be there? Thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasure forever. We know this. Excuse me. When you see somebody that is speaking in tongues, you're just going like a machine. He has lost it. Sorry, sir. If I come to her. No. Let me show you. No, I love. I want everybody to get it. But good morning, sir. I was so nice. As Jesus is, have you? Oh, in fact, God really created you wonderfully and wonderfully. So, oh, that's great. What will you listen to me? Okay. Sorry. I just say, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good. What will you say? Do you know that's what we do when we are speaking it up? God will say, are you alright? Do you know that speaking in tongues is a means of magnifying God? Can you be magnifying your maker and be shouting like that? Some of you do that until you fall down. Excuse me. Get up. You have lost it. If it is speaking in tongues by the grace of God, sometimes before I come to this meeting, I pray in tongues more than 70 hours. So I'm not. But you must know why God organized it. Let me show you two scriptures. Sorry, oh. No, some of you. Hallelujah. Some of you are speaking in tongues, so then you close your eyes. Even when God is showing you, you did it. No, sir. And you know that, excuse me, you know when you are praying like that, your adrenaline come out. You get tired. Less than 1 hour. But the point is, Makobira Tuzaya Elugambara. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will go 6 hours. He never knew that he was praying. And as he was speaking like that, God will be responding. But you are not just dancing like grinding machine. No, sir. Hallelujah. You are not with me again. Is God blessing someone? No, some people are angry in their spirit. But I think something is happening to your spirit. You are not with me again. Let me show you two things. Acts chapter 10. We have been there. You know, I'm the most fortunate, I'm the most favorable person in God's hand. Look, anytime I'm going as this, they come here. I'll be there. I will add chapter 10. Give me verse 46. Oh my God. Glory to God. No, somebody told me one day, he said, pray for 4 hours. I said, what did God say? He said, he didn't tell me anything. I said, you have not prayed. How can you talk to God for 4 hours? And he did not tell you anything. What kind of thing is that? You know, prayer is between two people. You talk to him, he talks to you. Is that not so? You are not answering me again. But he said, I pray yesterday night, I do all night. You wake up in your, they say, what did God say? He said, I slept. I didn't even remember my dream. You don't need to sleep before you hear God. Hi. For they ardent speak with tongues. And magnify God.
Then answer Peter.
Excuse me.
And do what? Do you know why? In the Old Testament, they were not speaking in tongues. Why? The Holy Ghost was not yet given. Because the original language of the spirit man is tongues. Not Yoruba language. Not English. The original language is tongues. It's mystery. It's called mystery. When you understand it, you know that the reason why they began to speak in tongues in the day of Pentecost, it was because that was the original language of the spirit man. Do you understand the point? Is God blessing someone now?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, but brother Paul, say pray. Let me show you something there. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. No problem. God is blessing someone now. Are you getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
They are not answering me.
Yes,
so what is this man saying? I'm saying what I know. I'm not dreaming at all. Is God blessing you now? Your struggle is ending now. Verse 18. When this brother was explaining about tongues, look at what he said. I thank my God, comma. I want you to notice the word, comma. Eh? I thank my God, comma. I speak with tongues more than you. What is this brother passing on? I give thanks to God by speaking in tongues. Oh my God. Tongues is a means of worship to magnify God. And he said, when you do this, it will please God. More than bullock, more than sacrifices that make no sense. Is that your Bible? Eh? If it's not what he's saying, why would this brother say, rejoice evermore? Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks to God. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the word for that I say, despite not prophesying, quench not the spirit. Do you notice all those things in that first Thessalonians chapter 5? Good, I'm going somewhere. How come tongues becomes a means to magnify God? In the Old Testament, because their spirit was dead, have you? Yes. They were not born again. They were not made a new creation. Now, they can't do that. They can't do that. Give us Psalm 69. We can just keep reading and reading the Bible too. But I want us to get something. Give us verse 30. Quickly. Glory to God. I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. Look at the word magnify. I will praise the name of God with what? With a song. And magnify him with. It means speaking in an unknown tongue is the best way in the New Testament to magnify God. Then the next verse says, this, verse 31, please. This also shall please the Lord. Look at it. This also that shall please the Lord more than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. Oh my God. Hey John, can somebody magnify you now? And you will not respond. You have to show appreciation. When you are magnifying God, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Let people hear him. Today we have Pentelaska, who do some things with that. Why did God establish this man? You know, I began the message with good. Let me show you what good means, so that you know. Let me go there. Is it the one? Yay. And I'll just ask introduction now. Okay, let me just cancel that, bro, if I can come now. So that you will relax. I know you want to dance. You will dance. But let me show you something. Now, good. Abi, we talked about good. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks to God. What is good in God's eyes? You are not with me again. What is good in God's eyes? I say, what is good in God's eyes? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Do you know why we cry? Huh? Do you know why we cry before God several times? If your cry before God is not the cry of joy, if it's the cry of agonizing, it is because you lack the revelation knowledge of God's word. There is no human father that will say until his children cry before a blessing. Is there any human father can do that? How do you expect our heavenly father to say, okay, until you cry in agony before I bless you? Let's reason now. Huh? What is good in God's eyes? They are not answering me. I said, what? you know, we went to one of our brother meeting last year. I should be careful now what I will be doing. They said, come down, Master Jesus, come down. We are waiting for you. Come down. I allowed them to finish singing. I said, come down, Master Jesus. Christ in you. You hope of. Is it Jesus that is in you that says you should come down? Come down from where? And they were doing it. And lots of adrenaline were released. They were sweating. They were beating drums. I said, oh, look at the struggle of men. I said, no. Jesus is in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. And I know that day they look at me with one eye, but I need to tell them the truth. The Jesus you are calling to come down from heaven, where is he? Excuse me. You know, excuse me. Let me see. No. You know, when you receive Jesus into your heart, you will be saved. Hmm? But when you enter into Jesus' heart, you will be glorified. Hallelujah. There are two different things. Many God's children today, they are saved, but they are not glorified. The reason is because of their positioning. Oh, you are not with me. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, that's the key. You know, when Elijah knew where he stood, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. But the prophet of Baal didn't know where they stand. They cry from morning to night. He said, cry the morning, they cry. He said, cut yourself, they cut themselves. Fire didn't come down. But the man that knew where he stood, he knew how to cut fire. He said, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jesus. Let it be known today that there is God in Israel. Within how many minutes? Fire came down. He said, pour water, the pour water. He said, bring more water. They didn't know he was saturating. He was saturating the sacrifice while we prayed. He said, pour water. You know, when you pray, you sow a seed. But when you pray, you release rain. And if the rain didn't fall upon the seed cannot germinate. It will rot in there. You see, when farmers planted, what are they? You know, that's why sometimes, when we get to a land where we want to go and do crusade, if it is a planting season, eh? Where farmers are expecting rain, and want to do crusade, there we need to pray. Eh? Lord, now, these people, farmers, they need rain. Now, for these 4 days of our crusade,
to save people's life is more precious than to eat food. For this reason, we permit the rain not to fall. God will hear us.
But if we get to the land without understanding what is going on, I bind the rain from falling, rain will fall.
Because we violate the law.
As for binding the rain, the farmer and I calling for the rain.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand the point? Born in the rain.
But when we say, okay now, God, you are the ones that say, go ye to all the world.
By the time we analyze that, we are present our case before him. Then we will be justified. For that 4 days,
rain will not fall.
But we just get and say, I bind the rain. Rain will fall immediately because you have violated the law. Before you who came here, farmer has been praying for rain.
My friend, let's get this matter very well. I know we are growing. Yeah, you do understand.
Does it mean that a man of God cannot burn? Before a man of God come out to burn physically, saying he has finished the work in the secret. Eh? Do you understand? Before Elijah said rain will not fall, he said he earnestly prayed before he came out. You know, many of us, we didn't earnestly understood the heart of God, we came out. And people mock us, say, but he declared, it didn't come to pass. Yes, he declared from the earth, he didn't declare from heaven. A man that declares from heaven is what will abide. But the man that declares from the earth, heaven will swallow it up.
What brought me to this point? Hallelujah. Why do we stop in that passage? Now I've gone there, I've left there.
Now, okay, now. Why do we praise God? Because God is praise. Praising God is practicing his presence. Give us Deuteronomy chapter 10.
Get ready now. In the next 2 minutes, we're coming, please. So we worship God in a very wonderful way from your heart, not from your lips. Eh? Are you with me?
Are you in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 21?
I want you to learn this, brethren. I want us to see something there.
How many of you are blessed already? How many of you now that God is changing your orientation from earthly to heavenly? He is thy praise.
What does it mean? He said God is your praise. Say, God is my praise.
What does it mean? The nature of God is praise. Then the nature of God is in you. The reason why God put his nature in you is so that you release his nature in you back to him. He is your praise and he is your God. Look at the word. When you say my God, what are you simply saying? My praise.
Oh my God.
When you say, my God, what are you saying?
My praise. When you give God what he requires of you, he will give you what is required of him. This is the key to this matter. Huh? You know, Jesus said, wisdom is justified by all assurance. He didn't say knowledge is justified.
We have many, not much knowledge,
but we have little application.
Application is wisdom. Wisdom is the application of acquired knowledge. When you acquire the knowledge of God, it's not enough. You must know how to apply it. Everyone that Satan has quickly shifts you away from the helper of your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by virtue of the life you are receiving now, there's going to be a reconnection. A reconnection. A reconnection. In the name of Jesus.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following number for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421. 0702-271-4775. Jesus is Lord.